Welcome back and salutations, everyone.
Salutations, brothers and sisters, queens and kings. As you know, you're tuned in to QKJJ. I'm Queen Jam, as always.
King Jerry's in the house.
Yes, and this is another week, another episode, episode 29. Mm-hmm. Very interesting episode, and as always, we're going to talk about how our last weeks were. Last week, of course, we're still ice skating. That's something we're going to continue to do. We went ice skating yesterday, mm-hmm. and one thing that I noticed, which was President's Day, and like we talk about in our previous episodes, we don't really enjoy going when there's a lot of people there. And because it was a holiday, of course, there was a lot more people and their family. You know, they're like, oh, we got to find something to do with the kids. So, you know, they want to bring their kids out to ice skating. So that, of course, makes the ice very nasty. It's not as clean, that glass feeling like I like to practice on. And you have to, you know, maneuver around a lot of different people. You have a lot of different people's energies there. And speaking of energies, we have people who have ill intentions, you know. So I actually took a break off the ice. I went to go sit down because just to get my feet some rest and like tighten up my skates. And when I sat down, I started to notice that there was a dad and his two sons that were like playing tag. But at one point, them playing tag, like, we had been on the ice already. And a few times, they had, like, cut us off or, like, cut in front of us to where if you don't know what you're doing on the ice, you can end up falling or hurting yourself pretty bad. If you don't know how to quickly turn around or quickly stop, you could end up falling and hurting yourself pretty bad. And there was a few times where they did that, and I'm just taking it as, there's a lot of people on the ice, you know, everyone's doing their own thing. And, you know, especially like the little kids, they don't care about who's there or whatever. They're practicing on how fast they can go and they're chasing each other around. So I know how everyone is enjoying their time. I understand that. But I just noticed that. So I just went to go sit down. And once I sat down, it actually gave me a time to like look at everyone on the ice. And then I noticed that they were just, you know, like playing hide and go seek tag combo thing. And at one point they had used King as like
the best word to describe it would be when you bring a I'm thinking of the word so yeah, I'm sorry.
I can't think of the word right now. The only thing I was thinking of is, like, if you're playing tag with someone, you usually go behind a tree, and you're, like, one person is behind a tree, and you're, like, looking at each other back and forth, and you're like swaying from side to side, and you're like, oh, I'm going to get you. I'm not going to get you. So it was kind of that setup.
Like a prop. King,
yeah, pretty much. Yes, like a prop.
And not only just me, like, it was other folks, but the aspect behind it was, like, You could view it a lot differently, but overall, if you don't know what you are doing at any point, you know, someone can definitely get hurt out of someone else's energy while they're playing. With that being said, you know, if you've ever been on the ice, you see kids on the ground, or you've been, you know, been on the ice or whatever, and you know, it's not unlikely for someone to possibly roll over your hand, roll over your finger, overall trip over top of you in general. So I understand that people in their own world have a different viewership, but you know, we should all just take into consideration of our actions and how it affects
being others. Considerate of
overall just being considerate of others. But we spoke with one of the people who actually takes lessons there as well.
Whenever there's a negative situation, there's always something positive that combats that, you know? Mm-hmm. And we actually ended up speaking with one of the people, like you said, that takes lessons at the ice rink that we go to.
Yeah. Yeah, and very, very, very good information that we always actually get from the individuals that we normally see there that takes lessons. Actually, the one gentleman that we normally see there a lot, he actually came over to us at the end. And he was like, "It's a lot better when there's nobody else here." Mm-hmm, you know, yeah. And it's just funny when you do get to see the regulars, you know, the individuals that are actually taking into consideration of what what they're doing. I think it's pretty awesome. It's pretty cool that those individuals start to identify and, you know, actually become vocal. And those are actually the people that at the end of the day, you don't even know it, but they have your back in different situations. They see what's going on.
Exactly. And go ahead.
I mean those individuals can actually maneuver in different ways, shapes, and forms. So it's always good to, you know, have those type of relationships with those that are people that are normally there. And then once other people that don't even normally, you know, show
come
up,
come a lot right now, regulars.
Then they actually realize, oh, they actually have a pretty large relationship with other individuals, you know. And then it's just something to take into consideration anytime that you're participating, especially something where others can get hurt. But
yeah, but that just showed me as well, like, people are always watching you.
Yeah, of course.
Whether someone is trying to do ill towards you, they're watching you, or whether, you know, like we talked about the regulars that we see and the guy that came up at the end, people are looking at you and just seeing what you're doing. They notice you, so just be aware of that, because someone is always watching, okay? And the person, one of the people that we spoke to that actually takes the lessons, she confirmed that, like, we're doing really well out there on ice. She confirmed that. And she was like, "I just wanted to talk to you all and ask if you all were taking lessons here, because you're actually doing the stuff that we do in class." And I was just like, "What? Okay, we doing, okay." I feel like we're getting our progress up there. We're practicing. We always watch videos before we go and, like, run over little drills and stuff that we do too. So that was really nice to know.
Also, we went to what they would call a knockoff Dave and Buster's.
It was. It had the exact same format. It just wasn't called Dave and Buster's. You had the little card you had to fill up, and you had to, you know, swipe it at the games instead of tokens and all that other stuff.
Yes. It was actually very cool. There wasn't that many people there, too, as well. It was actually inside of a mall.
It was a random Wednesday at, like, 5.
Yeah. So no one, you can picture that, no one there. It was really cool. Probably go back. They actually had a little section there where you can do some, like, mini little putt-putt golf. That's something I didn't actually get a chance to tell people. I actually like the sport of golfing, but haven't had the opportunity to go in a while. So that'd be nice, you know, something to knock off a little bit.
It was $6 a game, so that's easy.
Easy work.
And it was amazing, because we, in the forenoon, we had a conversation, like, just going over our mental health and things, and we had a deep conversation about that. And I was just letting King know that on that day in particular, I just woke up just feeling very sad and just get, like, waves of sadness for different various reasons. And we sat there, talked about it. So when we ended up finding and stumbling upon that Dave and Buster's, it was a nice mental break, you know, a nice release after having such a heavy forenoon, you know. And when we went there, our intentions was literally, like, King was like, "Let's just do it. Let's buy a card and let's just play a few games." He was like, "Let's just rack up on tickets and, you know, just see what little prizes we can get or whatever." So that was our mission when we went in there. And we ended up playing. We were strategic, though. We picked out which game we wanted. We picked out which game would dish out the most tickets after, like, only one try or something like that. So we did one of the games, and we ended up, on my first try, I ended up getting 250 tickets, but because it was, I don't know, like a bonus or something, I ended up getting 500 tickets. So I got twice the amount of tickets. And I posted the video on our Snapchat, and I'm going to post the video on our Instagram too, so you can definitely go and check that out. I have our links and everything in the description for the show. And you just see it just, like, rack it up. And we're celebrating. We're like, "Oh, my gosh." Like, we got 500 tickets. It felt like we were on The Price is Right. Like, we were like, we won. We won. And so then King went and he ended up getting the same exact thing. I was like, but thank the universe. Like, we both ended up getting 500. And it was just like a mood boost. Like, mm-hmm. I definitely needed that. I appreciated that.
Quick win from the universe. Applied that. Now, also, what Queen will actually let you all know.
We didn't spend all of our tickets either. We're going to hit that up.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Don't spend all your tickets in one spot or one setting.
Unless they expire.
You're fine.
We checked all that out.
Now, also, Queen had church at home as well. What does that mean? We watched a good old classic, which is Soul Train.
Yes.
And if anyone knows anything about Soul Train, you probably understand that you probably would want to see that back either streaming on whatever platform, or if you're still watching that old cable linked up box, or if you're an individual that has a networking with a dish.
You're still watching that old cable.
Yeah, that little plug-in or whatever you're doing, right, you know, with the little dish or whatever. Hey, Soul Train was definitely and should definitely stay as a classic for the world to take in, okay?
The energy during Soul Train, like, just one day, I was just watching a few episodes, and then I was like, I need to just turn this on, dance along to it, burn some incense in the background, you know, drink some water, and just enjoy myself. And I did that. It was so much fun. Like, the release, like, anybody who has, and that's what I was telling King, like, there's been times before where I went to parties and, like, just danced so hard, and afterwards, it just felt like this wave of release, of just relaxation. It was just amazing. The feeling is just indescribable. You can't put it into words. And you can just tell the energy on Soul Train. Everyone's like has their own dance routine worked out, and I'm only watching one of the very first episodes where everyone has afros and everybody's going down the line and breaking it down, and I just love it. I tweeted about that too, and I'm telling you, you want to do that over and over again.
Amazing.
Make amazing it a indeed. Thing.
Yeah. Yeah, but
to the best of our knowledge, we'll be honest without compromising ourselves or any parties who wish to take part.
Doing your own research is a necessity. Check your emotions at the door. Embrace pure facts. Most importantly, remember to always smile because you have the weapon of knowledge. And what are you sipping on today? Actually, H2O water. That's that clear stuff. 70% to 75%. Heck, for some of you, maybe even 80%, depending on how much water you take in. But overall, ingesting our water today, getting that intake, feeling good. But we are
I said a blessing over my water before I drank it as well. So now it's blessed water that I'm drinking.
Blessed water. Blessed up.
Holy.
Holy water. Now, our medication of choice is for this episode is La Chocolate. All right.
Chocolate, yes.
Yes, indeed.
Mom, and that's a sativa.
Yes, sativa, which means hybrid. It's going to keep you going. You're not going to be, you know, wanting to chill. You're actually going to keep going with throughout your day. Definitely if you have a busy schedule, since it is a hybrid and a sativa mix in general. It's a beautiful, beautiful plant to utilize, especially to medicate. But overall, media apps and news is what I really
wanted to get into today.
Okay.
I'm going to touch briefly about this one story. I was listening to Tea with Queen and Jay, and that's another Black-owned podcast. You can definitely go check them out. And they were talking about how Picard, what's his real name? I forgot what his actual name is, but
Patrick Stewart.
Yes, Patrick Stewart from Star Trek. Next Generation. As actually doing they're actually revamping it and doing a Star Trek Picard series, and you know, for the 2020, and he's inviting back a lot of his past cast members. He went on The View and invited Whoopi back to back as Guinan to be on the show as well. This was very passionate. She was so excited. You could tell just like how the big smile and grin that she had across her face, and like you could just tell that she was so surprised and so shocked and so excited about this news. There was a comment that was made. All right, I'm just going to briefly touch on that. You could definitely go watch the because they have the clip of when he invited her back on the show and everything and her reaction. So right after during the celebration, there was something said by one of the co-hosts, and then you can't really hear it if you're paying attention to the celebration, but then once the celebration dies down, the co-host actually says it again so that it's a lot more audible and you can clearly hear what she's saying. Mm-hmm. And she says, she's gonna have to take that stuff out of her hair, right? Tell her that. And she like grabs at Whoopi's hair and is like, she's gonna have to take this out of her hair. Like, that's what I told him, that she's gonna have to take this out. And then he said, no, she can do whatever she wants. Mm. And everyone pretty much ignored her dumbass and kept it moving. Okay. Yeah, but it was just like, why did you even have to, why was that even, y'all?
Yes.
Remember we had that episode, we talked about how in certain states, you know, it's illegal to discriminate on people's crown, based on people's hair because of, it was like the crown law.
Correct. Again, it seems though individuals are forgetting.
This was happening on national television. Why she felt the need to do that, I don't know. I'm leaving that with you, and we're moving on to the next.
I guess people forget.
Yeah.
I guess people forget. All right. Let's not forget about this right now. Now, we're just going to move into this one because I thought was pretty wild. And then we're going to save a good one for last because you always got to leave good stories for last now.
Yes.
Now, this story is unfortunate, but we actually see these on different occasions. But the storyline behind it, you all, a black college swimmer on a team trip had a gun pointed to his head by police. Yes, this is the headline now. Jalen Butler of Eastern Illinois University said officers threatened to blow his head off before it became clear they mistook him for a suspect. All right. It's pretty direct. But the black student of at Eastern Illinois University, returning from an out-of-state tournament with his teammates and coaches, says several police officers handcuffed him, pointed a gun to his head, and threatened to blow his head off in what turned out to be their search for a wanted suspect. Again, Jalen Butler,
I'm sorry, sophomore.
Swimmer.
But that is not how you go about searching for and apprehending a wanted suspect.
Right. Yeah.
Let's just leave it there. Like, basics.
Correct.
Protocol.
But
there is none. Apparently.
Jalen Butler, again, he's 20 years old, a sophomore swimmer at the school, filed a lawsuit in January in the U.S. District Court for the Central District of Illinois for unlawful search and seizure, false arrest, and excessive force. Indeed. Butler said he was traveling on a bus with his team last February when it pulled over shortly after 8 p.m. near a rest stop in East Moline, Illinois. Now, so the players pretty much stretched their legs, and rightfully so. I mean, let's just take into consideration, swimming is not an easy task, and we definitely don't have gills, so mm-hmm. I'll just make that stand there. It takes a lot of effort to get into the water. It takes a lot of effort to put yourself in a predicament where you're going to train to a level where you're actually standing out on a team and competing against other colleges. You have to be a very phenomenal athlete. That's all I'm getting at. All right, and rightfully so. I don't see why it would be abnormal to see a bus full of kids get out and a few of them having a stretching period, but that's neither here nor there. Butler got off and took a selfie in front of a roadway sign and was headed back toward the vehicle when several law enforcement vehicles pulled up. Now, I'm going to stop this too as well. If any of you are actually living or have lived or know anyone that lives in New York, this seems that's a fairly a normal topic for New York officers to jump out on you because they're everywhere. So I can only imagine how it feels for this young man to go out on a bus to do something, you know, pretty simple. Let's take a selfie of where I am, time stamp, and make this a memory within my life, especially with within my team, my teammates.
We treat black people like they made out of steel, boy.
I mean, unless we have evolved to the point where our skin is some form or fashion of a bullet repellent.
But just imagine for a second if we really were, like, jumping from rooftops and just doing crazy shit like that.
So, after he took, I mean, officers exited with their guns drawn.
Sorry.
these officers exited their, you know, their vehicles with their guns drawn. The American Civil Liberties Union of Illinois, which is representing Butler in this lawsuit, said in a press release that the lawsuit names officers from three departments. East Moline Officer Travis Stays, Hampton Officer Ethan Bush, and Rock Island Sheriff's Deputies Jack S. Quinney and Jason Pima. Now, Rachel Murphy is actually one of Butler's attorneys. Believed a total of six officers were actually involved. Now, including to the lawsuit, the officers shouted at Butler and put his hands up to get down. He complied and did not resist. The suit states, which I actually want to also pause here again. I've made this fairly clear on different episodes and on different platforms in general, on social media, whenever I see these types of run-ins with police officers and young black females and males, it seems as though that it really doesn't matter whether you comply or not. The issue is with the ego of the individual that's wearing that badge and how they're going about treating civilians, even though they're public servants.
Unarmed. Surrendered Americans, possibly Christians.
Possibly.
Being gunned down. Okay? This will not stand.
So, after he complied, he did not resist arrest, okay? Several officers forced Butler to a snowy ground as he was handcuffed. I guess that's just even better. Let's put his face into the ground to possibly catch a cold.
So where was the bus that he was on? Around the bend? I couldn't see none of that?
I guess not. But with one putting his knee on Butler's back and another pressing on his neck, one of the officers squatted down in front of him, put a gun to his forehead and said, "If you keep moving, I'm going to blow your effing head off." All right. Now, Butler told NBC News in a phone interview on Friday that he initially thought everything was a big misunderstanding and tried to remain calm after the officer threatened to shoot him. I mean, his thought process
shifted. He thought it was a misunderstanding and tried to remain calm.
This is when you deal, which is crazy when you're dealing with that type of filth.
That's what I'm saying.
When you're dealing with that type of filth. That type of energy is coming at you with so much confusion. Anything could have happened, but he kept his cool. All right? Now, and I probably am going to take why he kept his cool is because he's a swimmer, and one of the things that they tell you not to do is not to panic. So, for those parents out there that are thinking about helping their children not panic when they're having such incidences with police officers, look into your neighborhood, see where is the best area that's offering swimming classes, and see if you can put have the resources to do so, help, because you don't understand how much those type of psychological and mental gains and training actually help later on in unfortunate events like this.
Y'all keep messing with black people, we're going to grow wings, and then y'all tries.
It's gonna be some jeepers creepers.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like, they act like we be like flying from rooftops and shit.
Hey.
Made out of steel, and they're just like, "Oh, get it, get it!" It's like,
I mean, the way that they look at Simone Biles, I mean, obviously we must be superheroes. But now, the butler said he felt numb. He didn't really know what to expect. Respectfully so. The coach traveling with the group got off the bus and told the officers that Butler was a member of the school's swim team, as he should. Even after officers realized that he was not the person they were looking for, they refused to let him go and put him in the back of the squad car. The suit says, after several minutes of forcing Mr. Butler to lie down, apparently. After several minutes of forcing Mr. Butler to lie down on the snowy ground while handcuffed, the defendants allowed Mr. Butler to sit up. They did not, however, remove his handcuffs or inform him that he was free to go, which was false imprisonment. And, I mean, it sounds like kidnapping to me. But, even though they had already recognized that Mr. Butler was not the suspect for whom they were searching, eventually the officers, you know, removed the handcuffs and asked Butler for his ID from the bus.
What was after the conversation he when he got back on the bus? They were like, bro, you almost died.
So after,
and he was like, yeah, because I'm black.
After he got his ID from the bus, he showed them his identification. They told him he was free to go, which seems as though his identification is a free pass. You know, back in the day when they had the slave catchers, they asked for your identification and your papers. Apparently, he had his right papers that day and he was free to go. Now, according to the lawsuit, Butler was never told why he was detained and arrested. It was also alleged that officers never documented Never Mirandized him, actually. I noticed that as well. That's also important. Make sure that you get Mirandized, especially if you're being detained or arrested. Detainment and arrestment is the same thing. Why? Your hands ain't free, you're cuffed. Detained and arrested. Same thing. Don't let them fool you. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Now,
what are you holding me for?
Exactly. Especially as this document shows, they already verified that he was not the person they were looking for. Now, it also alleges that the officers never documented the stop that night, which is also against policy and procedures. Anytime an officer stops you, especially if they have body camera on, make sure that they turn that body camera on. If you have the ability to record it and not have your face placed in the snowy ground with a freaking gun pointed to your head and threatened to be shot in your head for resisting, I believe.
Y'all.
Or being black.
I'm just going to say this.
He black.
I'm going to say this. If this was a storyline in a movie that kept coming out.
What?
People would be walking out. Yet this is people's lives. And people are like, it happens. No. We're moving on.
Shout out to the coach. Shout out to the coach that did their job. But this
shout out to his ancestors for protecting him and not getting his fucking head blown off like the officers intended.
We should probably also look up their history too as well with those officers.
We are going to move on. What was the next one that you had?
My next story. All right. Because I know Queen is just ready to move past on.
Because it's such a tired ass. It's so tired.
I know. I understand.
They need, like, I'm not even trying to get on that soapbox. Like, if y'all have time, we can go over how we can flip this situation around. But I'm just not even getting on that soapbox.
All right. So, 16-year-old, Maalia.
Mm-hmm.
Reeves crushes a 375 bench press. All right. Miss mm-hmm. Reeves, again, she is destroying the competition. She is in it to win it. All right. This young lady, you all need to understand
and
respect her. Yes. understand what? And respect this young lady. Because I'm about to tell you something.
I want to be her when I grow up. Okay. She's 16?
She's 16 years old, and she's blasting the competition right now. And what I'm
thanks
about to,
everyone else for showing up, but you just like the ahead. People that show up to
Simone Biles.
Yes.
Like, we
thank you all for showing up, but we already know who's going to win here.
We appreciate you showing up. But let's just all be respectful about who's here at this time. And this is what this young lady is doing. She actually beat her previous record when she was 15 years old. Okay? Okay.
Now, by 15 pounds.
By 15 pounds. Now, to some of you, that may not seem like a lot, all right?
Can we play the video?
We can actually play the video, and that's actually what I wanted to play for you all to realize that this is real. This young lady is out of, I believe, Panama, Florida, okay? You can actually go check her Instagram out, too, as well.
She said, I beat my own state record with 375 pounds. Yes, energy. Like, the energy I'm getting from this post and, like, the energy I'm getting from her picture at the top. She's like, what? I love it. You want me to play the video?
No, you can, yes. Oh,
you want to play the video? Okay.
Yes. Now, this is her... And her record right now is... She's getting ready.
She's getting ready. She got her head down. She's thinking. She's thanking her ancestors, making this joint light in advance. Light as a feather.
Shout out to the coach that was there too as well, making sure she's that she breathing. Was spotted and breathing.
Slapped her on her stomach. She said, let's go.
She's down on the bench.
Bop, bop. She's getting ready.
Getting ready. She's pressing out now.
One. She
that's
did it.
She needed.
She did it. She got up and saw everybody. Yes.
You hear the person recording?
Yes.
That's how real it is. Keep that same energy.
Yes. Y'all, this is beautiful. This is beautiful because the person that recorded, I believe, was her family member. Because I saw the person who was right in front of her, they had the exact same hairstyle as her. So it must have been her mom or somebody. Yes, energy. I'm about to follow her. Follow her on Instagram. It is MAHAILYA _ MYSHELEE.
Yes. Now, over the weekend, and this was... actually, at the 2020 Girls Weightlifting State Championships that took place at Arnold High School in Panama City, City Beach, Florida, Reeves broke her state bench press record yet again, lifting in the girls' class 1A unlimited weight class. Reeves put together an impressive 600-pound total consisting of a 375-pound bench press and a 225-pound clean and jerk. Her 375-pound bench press also tops her current 195-pound all-time world record, which previously stood at 369, almost 370 pounds, pretty much. The teenage, for the teenage 16 and 17 age group. Now, to add to the impressiveness of her latest performance, her 370 pound all-time world record was set fairly recently at 2019 USAPL Raw Nationals, which took place in October at Nationals. She took first place in her age group and third in the open, and mind you, this was all at 15 years old when she did that. Okay, I'm actually trying to go further right now so you all can know how much she was actually, how much weight she put together overall. I believe she put down well over 1,350 between different movements. But her deadlift was actually pretty exciting. I'm not sure if that was around like 600 or so. I can't actually see the remaining of this right now at this time. But
technical difficulty.
Yeah.
But that is all right. Because you're getting it live and unedited and uncensored. This is what you get.
I mean, I'm very excited for this young lady because she's making it look easy for real.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, that's why I said that energy in her post. Like, I beat my own record. Boom.
Like, she making this look easy, but there's like some literal like. You know, there's some grown men out here that cannot do that. Yeah, there's some grown-ups out here that don't have this type of capability, discipline, or strength. And for her to go through this process and actually do what she's doing is actually amazing. Now, I am going to finish off with the rest of her numbers because I really need for you all to understand how much of a stance she's really put in. Now, less than six months later, this is less than 6 months, Reeves has pushed her all-time world record even further. We're witnessing a legend in the making. All right, we've already played you the her breaking her record, but you know, as mentioned too as well, Reeves' most recently competition was in 2019. She absolutely dominated the competition within her age group. The Raw Nationals, she concluded her performance with her biggest total to date of 1,350 pounds, which consisted of the following. She had a 540-pound squat. She had a 369-pound bench press, and she had a 440-pound deadlift. Mm. All right? We don't know about you, but every time Reeves takes the platform, we're sitting on the edge of our seat. And very rarely do we get to witness a legend in the making. And at the young age of 16, Reeves definitely has created quite a name for herself. We're going to give her a big round of applause.
I'm giving her snaps of positive energy. Yeah.
Because for any of you that can sit back and say, oh, that's nothing. I can do that. That's nothing. She's just...
You can do that at home in your room by yourself where no one knows. She, however, did that for the world. Reason.
I mean, I'm at this point, like, I understand why, young black kids are looked at like, you know, almost predators to an extent.
Yeah, like they don't look at little black boys as black boys. They look at them as men.
Right.
Little girls as well.
And she fairly obviously has put in her hard work and training. She actually fell in love with weightlifting. I believe she said at the age of 8. That's I believe either 7 or 8 when she started weightlifting. So again, to those parents that are out there, start your kids off early. Especially when it comes to physical activities, because you never know where it's going to take them. Mm-hmm. And especially at such a beautiful age of 15 and 16 to be at her stage at this point, all she has to do, listen to me, all she has to do is stay healthy.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's imagine all she has if to do. We all had that worked into our regimen and it wasn't just a gym membership is the thing that's going to keep you healthy.
Correct.
You don't need that. There's basic things, basic necessities you can do at home that you can do out in the wilderness and, you know, get yourself in shape and keep yourself in shape and maintain that.
I mean, I'm just impressed overall. You can't take her hard work, her dedication away from her at all.
Nope.
And again, this is a legend in the making. We're seeing it in front of our face, and what we fail to do, you know, definitely within our diaspora, but also around the world, is we have young people that are obviously living to a degree or standard where their life is actually healthy. She's living a healthy life, and she's competing, and she's just trying to produce growth, we should probably stand behind them and actually help them move forward. But nevertheless, we just want to thank her for her hard work. She's showing us what hard work takes.
Shout out to you, Queen.
And keep going. Don't stop. Don't ever quit. And stay healthy. Take your time, because you have the rest of your career at this point to make a stand that no one can touch you, or at least you're at a stage or an ability where you can keep your power and your strength going to a level where you can just keep at it. Keep at it. Everyone loves to see that. And you're influencing a lot of young people too as well, positively. That's all that matters to me. Influence positive. But go for it.
All right, and our positive quote for this week is, I must have patience with my people. Mm-hmm. They are recovering from hundreds of years of mistreatment, genocide, miseducation, as well as being misguided.
Powerful.
Yes, I saw that. That was actually a meme. It had a picture of Nina Simone in the background. So, sponsor, all right? If you don't know by now, our podcast is made possible by us and only us. We enjoy meeting with you, our listeners, and we want to be able to give you more content. And you can definitely help us do that by subscribing to us wherever you are listening to us on. If that is SoundCloud, please subscribe there. If that's Apple Podcasts, please subscribe there as well. And another thing that also helps is your reviews and your feedback. We always get a lot of great feedback in our DMs. And when you mention us on Twitter and Instagram, just saying how much you love the podcast, how much you love our brand and our content and everything. So it would really be helpful if you also said that same information in and rating us on Apple Podcasts and SoundCloud and whatever platforms you're listening to us on, because that helps greatly. You can always join the conversation on Twitter using the hashtag QKJJPodcast. And you can follow us on social media at Queen Jam and at QKJJ. You can literally Google QKJJ, those four letters, and there is a plethora of us. You'll see all of our details and everything. And we've actually have gotten a lot of requests from people just asking how they can support QKJJ. And we finally have options for you. And I'm really excited to tell you all about this.
Roll it out.
So we have some options as far as our PayPal option. You can definitely donate to us. Whatever increment you would like, that's for our PayPal. You can go to paypal.me/QKJJ and you can make a donation there. We also have an option if you just want to contribute to, if you just have extra money that you want to donate that you have on the side, you can Cash App as well.
Hey, you know, we do love the money that jingles, but we also accept the money that folds. So we appreciate any support.
Yeah, you know? Any support at all. Our Cash App is $QKJJ. And for the other supporters who want something that is going to be more of a commitment, more of a committing contribution, then we have our Patreon option. So you can go to patreon.com/QKJJ. We have several different tiers that you can choose from. We have a dollar option. I should go over the tiers now just because this is our first time talking about it and I'm so excited that we have this available for you. So we have four different tiers so far. We have the Duchess and Duke tier. That's $1 a month. You'll get a shout out on the show and positive energy sent back in your direction. Because if anyone knows, money is energy and it's energy work. So you contributing to us allows us to contribute to you and then making it a full circle. And then there is the Princess and Prince level as well. That's $3 a month. You get a shout out on the show, positive energy sent back in your direction. And something else that we decided to do is take 10% of the donations that we get for the Prince for the Princess and Prince tier and donate that to a fellow Black-owned podcast. Mm-hmm. We also have the Queen and King tier. This is $7 a month, and you get a positive shout out, a positive energy sent back in your direction, and shout out on the show. 10% donated to a fellow podcast. You have Q&A privileges. You can DM us your questions. We'll answer them for you. And you also have access to exclusive content, and you also are eligible for crowning ceremony after 7 months of commitment.
Beautiful.
So the crowning ceremony is us mailing you one of our QKJJ headdresses that we make. They're made by hand locally by us for you.
Yes.
Available custom as well. And you can always browse our headdresses on our website. www.qkjj.org. I found, felt really old saying www. Anyway. And then last, we have the Empress and Emperor tier. And that's $18 a month. And you get a shout out on the show. Positive energy set back in your direction. 10% donated to a fellow Black-owned podcast. Q&A privileges, exclusive content, and crowning ceremony after 3 months commitment. So those are our options for you. And again, like we said, we really do appreciate any contributions that you do make. We also have a goal on our Patreon as well. We're trying to reach 200 patrons. And once we get to 200 patrons, we'll be able to produce our content on a more consistent basis, mm-hmm. and also be able to upgrade our equipment so we can give you better audio quality as well.
Absolutely.
Yes. And lastly, we're asking that you tell 2 people about this podcast. If someone doesn't know what a podcast is or how to get to a podcast, show them how to do that and then turn on QKJJ for them.
Dos.
Yes. So thank you. I really do appreciate it. And last week, our topic for this week is going to be just piggybacking off of our topic that we talked about last week, which was stagnation. If you haven't heard that episode yet, it was very fruitful. You can definitely go check it out. And so this week we're talking about hate. The hate that is causing the stagnation in the world as well. And I just saw this after King showed me a video of parents speaking at Liberty High School in Michigan. Mm-hmm. About recent racism that was happening on campus. And throughout the video, you see various parents sharing their accounts of past encounters with racism, discussed how disgusted they were that this was even a topic that they had to come to, that a topic that they had to have and come together to have in general, you mm-hmm. know. Adrian Areola, I believe that's how you pronounce it. Excuse me if I'm not pronouncing it correctly. Was one of the parents in attendance. And as he stood to tell a story about his children's interactions with racism at the school, he addressed parents and school administrators in Slane, Michigan, about how racism in the school had been affecting his child when he was interrupted. So he's going on to say, I remember when I went to my, he said his bedroom, I believe he's talking about his son, his bedroom to say goodnight, and he was crying because of the abuse that he was enduring in the school system. And Areola, who is Latino, began at Liberty High School. His story, I guess that's what it's saying. But his story was brought to an abrupt halt when fellow parent Tom Bertel, I believe it's pronounced. I want to get his name right so y'all know who this person is. It's Burtell.
Right.
Tom Bertel said, then why didn't you stay in Mexico?
Mm.
So.
Ignorance.
So, of course, the remark was met with an audible gasp as parents and attendees turn around to look at Tom Bertel, who happened to be an older white male. You could hear one woman saying, you need to leave. Another woman said, that was disgusting. And And Areola is the father of three former students and said he had come to the U.S. 40 years ago and owns three Mexican restaurants. So just pausing right here, it's interesting that this quote-unquote immigrant is contributing to the economy and also providing jobs for possibly thousands of people.
Right.
I wonder what Mr. Burtonell is doing and if he's doing the same.
Right.
Anyway, so when things like this happen, it immediately your legal team is like, we have to do damage control. Okay. So they sent out the standard, this will not be tolerated message. The school district, which is predominantly white, said in a statement that hate, prejudice and racism has no place in our schools, or our community. And Slain Area School Superintendent Scott Graydon released a letter that read, "Yesterday, February 3rd, a individual in the Slain community made racist remarks at a forum directed at one of the parents in our community. This type of bigotry, bigotry means intolerance towards those who hold different opinions from oneself, goes against all of the values and beliefs of our school system. The Slain Board of Education and Administration take the issue of student and adult behavior seriously." It continued, "We are striving to ensure a welcoming, inclusive, and safe environment for our parents and families, regardless of their race, ethnicity, socioeconomic status, gender identity, or other identity."
Try.
"On January 27th, it was brought to the attention of our staff and administration that offensive and inappropriate racist comments using derogatory terms about African Americans were posted on their social media by Slain high school students," Superintendent Scott Garden said in a January 27th letter. "Hate, prejudice, and racism has no place in our schools or our community." Again, the high school students had used the N-word and included gorilla emojis in the chat. So going back to Adrian Areola, he said that he asked me a question pertaining to Tom Burtonell. He asked me a question, "Why didn't I stay in Mexico? Because this is the greatest country in the world." And then Burtonell said, "But you're complaining about being here." In another video, Tom Burtonell said he'd been the victim of racism all the time.
I know.
Because I'm just trying to conjure up the wind to say what he said. He said, "Try being white and walk in a black neighborhood," he told the parents. "See what happens." Tom, what black neighborhood are you walking through and why?
And seeing what happens.
What? Exactly. Do they steal your belt? And whip you in it?
I guess. I don't know what he was going for.
They TP your house. Right there. Exactly. He didn't say anything else. Anyway, the only message I want to say is that our family. I'm backing up. So anyway, Tim Burnell, Tom's son, said that none of his 10 siblings condoned their father's actions. I did not. y'all heard that right. He has 11 children, y'all. Okay? The only message that I want to say is that our family condemns our father's vile beliefs, said Tim Burtonell in a statement that came from him and a statement that he released saying that came from all 11 children and their mother, Joanna. Mm-hmm. His other son, Mike Bertinell, posted on Facebook, "Today, my father asked a deliberately racist question at the Slain Area School's diversity and inclusion meeting. His views of hate in no way represent my own. I stand in solidarity with the refugees and immigrants of the world." Mm. Y'all, this racist has 11 children.
And thank goodness none of them picked up his racism. Thank goodness none of them picked up his racism.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, I know. I was, you know.
Imagine if they all felt the way he felt. Okay? Because we honestly have no way of knowing. That's why I said allegedly.
Allegedly.
Because anyone can put out, you know, you do damage control all the time. Your legal team is like, get out there, damage control, okay?
Hey, at least they spoke out. But I know why a lot of people are clocking out, too, as well. I see why a lot of people are checking out with them, those families that are not trying to participate in their racist viewpoints and then get shunned by their family. I see why a lot of folks are checking out. But go ahead. You go.
Brian Wright, who is in no affiliation to this family, said that his son had been a victim of racist comments in the school, called Bertinell's remarks during the meeting flat out racist, and said that they were indicative of what children of color were dealing with every day. Wright, who is a man that happens to be black, encourage the parents of the meeting to remember the feelings they experienced when they heard Bertinell's remarks. He said, "This is not an isolated event. And unfortunately, every time this happens, we treat it as an isolated event. We just had an outburst in here, all right? We all had some type of emotion. Regardless of what side you sit on, myself included, I am reeling from that emotion. Hold on to that, because that is what majority of these kids are experiencing on a weekly basis."
Weekly. That's trauma.
I appreciate the sons coming forward to speak on behalf of that family. Unfortunately, that is not enough. You can definitely go and watch the video where this all happened, because, I mean, just after Tom Bertinell said what he said, like, why didn't you stay in Mexico? He had, and people gasped as people were turning around to look at him. He had his hands up like, what? What? I just said what everyone was thinking.
What he was thinking, apparently.
It was like he was just...
Now, if someone would have told him, why doesn't he go back to a certain part of European, wherever his family was from, you know, then he probably would have gotten upset, too, as well. You know, if someone would have asked what his ethnicity was, he probably would have gotten upset. If
they told, you know, him, don't nobody want to go down that route.
I know. You know, the wild part about it is again, the thought process that's there, and then not to realize exactly what you're saying is why we're here, to address what our kids are going through. And obviously, you're playing a role and a part of this problem, and you can't even get outside of your own ignorance to realize that you just validated exactly what these kids are going through. And they shouldn't even have... First of all, they're there to be educated, but I guess that's one point of education, to realize other people's ignorance. So,
yes.
We appreciate, I guess, in willing some form or fashion, your ignorance. Your willing, willful ignorance to continue. It's sad, bro. It really is sad. Because we're so far. We could be.
That's what I'm saying, so y'all. Like, the simple fact that hate is even a word. Like, that hate, that word should have been exiled so long ago. You know?
Anyway. Keep your head up.
Keeping your head up.
Love topic.
Yes, love topic. So, of course, after we went over that, okay, we are leaving it up to you. Mm-hmm. All right.
And if you love yourself at all, you will take the time to relieve your ignorance and those around you. You can at least try. Just try. No, the world is depending on each and every person to take some accountability.
Yes. Okay. I say this because I was listening to Yamanika Ranting and Raving podcast. You can check them out as well. Her latest episode, you can check it. She had been away for a while, and this was her first time recording since she found out the news about Kobe. And she talked about the hateful comments that came from Ari Schaefer, who was a fellow comedian. If you missed it, quickly summarize what happened with that. He tweeted something about Kobe's death, words that don't even really deserve to be uttered. And you can definitely feel free to research that on your own, all right? The tweet was very disrespectful to the family of Kobe Bryant and the family of others that lost someone during that time as well. But he was more so targeting Kobe Bryant. And when he received a lot of backlash from the tweet, he then said that he had been hacked and the tweet wasn't from him. Then there was a video that surfaced with his face in the video and him just doubling down on what he claimed that he hadn't even tweeted. Mm-hmm. Had a joyous smile in the video and everything. So you can go Google the tweet and Google the video as well, because they're both still up there. The moment clarified to hear that people were... That moment just clarified that people are open and openly expressing, which is nothing new. Mm-hmm. We're just getting the hate. Let me start over. The hate that people are expressing is nothing new. All right? You used to have to go and search for the hate in paper and print materials. Now we're just getting the hate straight to the palm of our hands.
Yes.
All right? So this is nothing new. This is nothing new. So she's continuing this conversation about the current denial of racism in America with her friend and her friend Matt, who is a man that happens to be white. And he actually says he went on a date about 6 months ago with this woman that he met online. Mm-hmm. Y'all, this is what he said. They were having a conversation, and this woman says this. She said she believed that racism didn't exist anymore because we had a black president. Now, just rest that with you.
Woo.
Just let that rest.
Just because I don't see the KKK every day don't mean they don't exist.
These are the conversations that are being held behind these walls. Like,
just because you didn't see slavery doesn't mean it didn't happen. Just because you didn't see.
Y'all, when he said that, I literally paused the podcast and just had to, you know, come to myself. Because I'm like, what are you talking about? Y'all, I'm begging you. If there's someone in your life who is just willingly just being ignorant, will say a statement like this, or you know someone who would just say something like this and move on with their life, like, it is up to all of us. We all have to make this contribution. The simple fact, this was 6 months ago. This wasn't like...
Willfully ignorant.
That's because willfully. We had a black president?
That means nothing.
Because we allowed you all to play in the sandbox.
Barely.
Y'all. Okay. Anyway. So, as you know, we definitely have a YouTube page.
Yes, we do.
And we have received some trolls to our YouTube channel.
Yeah.
And this means we're making it big, y'all. Yes, it does. 'Cause you know when the hate start coming in. All right.
The positive is sure to follow.
Can you please read one of the things from our
Oh, you just want me to read a few of these ignorant comments that individuals yeah. have made so far regarding stuff that we've obviously told them was just yeah. our opinion? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah, absolutely. I yeah. can definitely do that.
Please do.
So, Queen and I made several videos, but one in particular is definitely one about visiting Massanutten. Mm-hmm. And this is located in Virginia. It's a pretty much an attraction to bring folks in, so you can actually put down on a timeshare.
Mm-hmm.
And really, it's something that a lot of people do. I mean, a lot of people get invited. Formally, you get formally invited. You go and you have a good time. And if you decide that you want to go along with the process and buy a timeshare, that's to your discretion. But if you don't want to, that's also to your discretion as well. One of the individuals that I am about to go over their little comment, again, they always have these ignorant folks. I'm actually trying to grab one now. So one individual, his name was the commenter's name was Ding-a-ling. He said, pathetic moochers looking for something free, but really, I honestly didn't say anything. Didn't even have a discussion or anything like that.
Right. Didn't have anything else to say.
It's quite weird that folks would just throw out an insult and then not even try to have a genuine conversation. Someone said, y'all seem like you are broke and you're just making up BS excuses instead of admitting that you should have ever been allowed to take this tour in the first place. And again, those are individuals. I appreciate your hate, but you know, you don't know what my 401k nor my Roth IRA looks like. You don't know that. You don't know what stocks I've actually invested in.
Mm-hmm.
That are continued to rise as we speak.
Yeah.
You don't know.
you don't know me.
What type of investments regarding real estate, like, you don't know.
You just don't know.
So it's just interesting when individuals have such a minute viewership of mm-hmm. someone else that they have never met before.
Mm-hmm.
And also don't even know what the freak they're talking about nerd in. But I love trolls, because trolls help you realize something, that you're doing something right. So keep
yes.
going at with your hate, because we're just going to flip it.
Because, and then it all started with the very first hateful thing that I got was someone from Allison
yeah.
Wigland.
Yeah.
She was like, couldn't finish watching. You two are ridiculous. Y'all, go watch our timeshare Massanutten video, because if you watch our video and you see the comments mm-hmm. underneath, you're going to see that they're the only ones that felt that way. Yeah. Okay? I'm going to read the other comments that are under there just to show you that these other people are just, you know,
trolling.
Yeah, just trolling. So the very first comment we got was, same gift was given to us. We were not having it at the stupid 3-hour meeting at the table. We said no about 100 times. We have since returned and rented a week for $400 from one of my coworkers who owns a week there. Glad we did not buy into this foolishness. Now you can buy a Massanutten timeshare resale for $100 to $500 on Red Week.
Ha.
People are basically giving them away today. And thanks to Airbnb, you can stay anywhere in the world and no monthly maintenance fees or contracts.
There you go.
Shout out to her. Another person said, they were laughing at a comment that I made in the video. They said, where are my free gifts? Too funny. And they had a smiley face emoji. Another person said, this post was the best I have seen on timeshare presentation. Thank you, King and Queen, for uploading. Shout out to you, Queen, okay? Another person said, I am 12 years old and me and my family wanted to go again as we went there before. Once we got there, we were granted with a tour a tour because it had been a long time. After the tour, the woman was our tour guide, kept asking for offers, and we declined so many times, but that didn't stop her. Sat at the table for nearly 4 hours. It's such a nice time at the resort, plenty of stuff to do. It's just that doesn't give in to their business offers. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. So pretty much saying like they're just wasting your time because you're not trying to give in to their business offers. Correct. And that was a 12-year-old who could clearly understand and interpret that. Okay.
Right.
So all these other trolls that's coming through, like, we appreciate y'all, but...
Again, and this was just our opinion. We went through what we saw.
Yes, that was our experience. You cannot deny, alter, change my experience, and don't let anyone do that. Because you don't know what happened. I know what happened when I was there.
What'd that person say? At this point, what's the overall point? Because of Airbnb. Okay?
Yeah.
And since individuals are selling theirs off...
Yeah, what's the point of the timeshare?
There's no point.
There's none. You go, get your free gifts. In the video, I literally said, go, get your free gifts. That timeshare presentation, we got, I think, $200 and a free week.
Okay. And again...
And a vacation.
But someone wants us to be ignorant and not think about those other outside options. So yeah. I'm supposed to be willfully ignorant and not see that and I have
just
other options.
And just sign my life away. Y'all, like I said, go watch the video because they were telling us this is how much the timeshare is going to cost. We can't go any low to that. And then once they told us we were moving on to another section where they we could actually. Lower. Yes. Huh. They went lower, dropped lower than that. And they were like, okay, well, how about we take the check that we were supposed to be giving you and use that as the down payment. And then that will... only $100. It went from thousands of dollars to only $100 and however much that we were getting. And I was like, run me my check. Like, please, I'm not playing with you. The dude that was there very as well, he was very a misogynist as well. So I wasn't down for it at all. But you can definitely go watch that video. Definitely check it out. And enjoy yourself. Get your free gifts at the timeshare presentation and move on, okay? Because I got history. Mm-hmm. Anyway, and the last thing we'll leave you with, our lessons for this week, is a quote from Angela Davis.
Hit it.
I am no longer accepting the things I cannot change. Mm-hmm. I am changing the things I cannot accept.
Woo! That's fire.
Get a list of things together that you are no longer willing to accept and work on those things, okay? Because I'm going to come with my list next week. And we're going to go and we dive into this. And as you know, that's not all, but it is all for now. Remember to write us at qk.jj@hotmail.com. Mm-hmm. Follow us on Instagram and our personal and our business at queenjam@qk.jj. Rate, review, subscribe. Please, 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 please tell someone about this podcast. And remember to embrace the facts, conduct your own research, and remember to smile. Love yourself. Till next time, Queen Jam.
King Jerry out.